95.1 The Bull Community Conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, joined now by Misty Prosser. Misty is the director of the Park Recs Department for the city of Fredericksburg. Misty, thanks for joining us. Kind of unfortunate situation that we bring you on. You guys announced last week that the Fredericksburg pool, the Miners Dairyland Municipal Swimming Pool in Fredericksburg, you were going to be closed for the 2026 season because you've got some repairs to be made. Let's kind of start at the beginning here, Misty, and tell us the current state of the pool there in Fredericksburg in terms of what you guys need to fix.
So, like you said, not an easy decision, of course. We always want to stay open and serve our community the best that we can. We actually had a broken pipe under the deck at the end of the 2025 season, which caused a large leak and damaged the pool's vinyl liner in the process. In addition to that, there have been some areas of settling and cracking in the concrete pool deck that need to be addressed. So if we're going to fix one thing, we kind of thought that maybe we should just fix everything in one go. So that was kind of the decision process for us.
At the end of last pool season, even though you knew those repairs, were you hopeful that you'd be able to be open 2026 or not?
Of course we were hopeful, but we're also very realistic with the age of the pool. So, you know, we couldn't stretch it for too much longer. It would have been more detrimental to stay open for this season.
And how old is the pool there in Fredericksburg?
We're creeping up on 50 years.
50 years. Okay. Wow. What I find interesting, and Charles City went through this recently with their municipal swimming pool, that so many of these repairs are under the surface that aren't real visible to the naked eye. But unless you get that the structural foundation taken care of, it's hard to maintain a pool and keep it open.
Correct. Everything is pretty much under the surface, as you said. So if you walk up to the pool, you can't necessarily see it aside from the liner right now, which was damaged and stretched with the leak last year. But we're looking into replacing all of the plumbing around the entire perimeter of the pool. That includes return lines, skimmer lines. With that, the deck will have to be excavated to expose those plumbing lines and then backfilled in order to repour the new concrete deck.
Now, when Charles City redid their pool, the pool is already over 30, almost 35 years old. With that, what they fixed, they're looking to extend that by maybe at least another 20 years or not. What do you guys, what is your end game? What do you guys hope to be in Fredericksburg?
Yep, we're right around there, too. My hope is that we can extend the pool's life for a couple of decades, for sure.
How about in terms of doing those repairs and the fixes, do you think you can get everything taken care of here this summer?
That is certainly the hope. Obviously, life can throw us curveballs. We're hoping to avoid those as much as possible, but our hope and our goal is to get everything completed this season so we only have to be shut down for one season.
Again, we're talking with Misty Prosser. She is the pool manager for the Miners Dairyland Municipal Swimming Pool in Fredericksburg. She's also the park rec director for the city of Fredericksburg. So what's the price tag on this? It doesn't sound like that's going to be cheap.
Absolutely not. We're still exploring all of our options, of course, doing our due diligence and our own investigating. Initial numbers that we've seen so far range from $300,000 to $600,000. And while that's a really big swing, it'll depend on how the city decides to finish the interior of the pool. A vinyl liner is much less expensive than resurfacing, but also comes with a lot shorter warranty period. So we're kind of looking into those decisions. And the city, of course, is contributing monetarily to the project, but, you know, any city with a city swimming pool can't afford to foot the bill for the entire project by themselves. So the Park and Rec Board and myself, we're working together to do a lot of fundraising. We're currently holding an envelope fundraiser, and we're planning to host the food tent during Dairy Days again this year.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that in terms of how people can participate with the fundraising campaign. How can people get involved?
Absolutely. You can contact myself, any other Park and Rec board member or city council member, of course, will be willing to help out. If you'd like to make a donation, all you have to do is stop into Fredericksburg City Hall, and the girls in the office will be happy to take any sort of donation that anybody would like to give.
Do you have a goal in mind in terms of how much you'd like to raise towards this, these repairs?
We would like to raise at least $400,000, and that sounds like a lot, but we're very hopeful and very enthusiastic about raising the funds to save the pool.
City fund-wise, was this anything that you guys were planned for, or just everything was a real surprise last year?
It was a little bit of a surprise. You know, obviously nobody assumes that a pipe is going to burst or leak under the deck of the pool. But the city, you know, is going to do everything that they can to help us, you know, bring the pool back bigger and, well, not bigger, but better than it was before and, you know, kind of do some preventative stuff. I believe most of the plumbing around the pool is original to the pool or at least pretty close to it. So we're going to upgrade everything and bring everything up to speed and hopefully give us a lot more years with the pool.
Misty, you mentioned that at the end of the 2025 season, despite the challenges for the fixes and repairs, that maybe you were hopeful to be open this season. At what point did you and the Park Rec Board and the city, when did it become apparent that you had to sort of pull the plug, so to speak, on the 2026 season?
Yeah, after the end of the season when we started draining the pool, we were then really able to assess the full damage from the leak. And that was kind of, we spent the winter discussing our options and kind of researching and really trying to make that decision, which obviously didn't come lightly.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of disappointment in the Fredericksburg community. It's pretty obvious that anybody would be disappointed. The pool is not available. Do you guys have a splash pad that people can still access?
We do not, unfortunately. So that means that we're going to be utilizing our neighboring town swimming pools this summer for sure.
Okay, all right. Maybe you could do a Lona sprinkler system for people to run through. That'd be a way to maybe free
nice.
to raise some extra funds there. All joking aside, people disappointed they can't swim there at in Fredericksburg. What about pool passes that have already been purchased? How are you guys handling that?
Fortunately for us, we only had a few passes purchased ahead of this season, but those passes will absolutely be honored for next season at the original price. So no worries if you've already purchased a season pass for this year. You know, we're just going to take note of that and it'll be honored for next year. Yeah.
I imagine most people probably wait till May before they're doing that, before they really realize, hey, summer's almost here.
Right. Yep. I think everybody kind of gets swept up into end of the school year stuff. And then when that stuff starts to wind down, then they really, you know, get geared up and ready for summer. And then they come and get their pool passes.
All right. Misty, anything else you want the community to know about the pool in Fredericksburg not being open this season? Again, unfortunate, but again, you have to fix things so that the pool can operate efficiently and long-term.
Yeah, we of course are disappointed, but you know, we're enthusiastic for the future. I do also want to mention that along with all of our fundraising, we have been so lucky to secure a very generous donation from the Archie and Viola Miners Foundation to help cover the cost of the project. So we're super grateful to them.
And one more time, Misty, if people want to contribute and donate for your envelope campaign, and maybe anything that you can tell us about your Dairy Days of participation, what should people know?
Yeah, if you would like to make a donation of any size, you can certainly get a hold of myself or anyone on my Park and Rec board. Stop into Fredericksburg City Hall. The girls in the office will be very happy to take any size donations. And then you can catch all of us during Dairy Days on Friday and Saturday, June 5th and 6th. We'll be hosting the food tent at the Midway right next to the Lions Bingo tent. And we'll be there serving some food and taking any donations.
All right. Well, Misty, best of luck with the project, and hopefully this is just a one-off situation here for the 2026 season, and you'll be back for 2027.
Yes, us too. Thank you so much.
Misty Prosser joining us. She is, the Director of Park and Rec for City of Fredericksburg, pool manager there. I'm Mark Pitts. Our community conversation, again, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion, and it's here on 95.1 The Bull.